This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Houston is the latest city with Uber issues. Less than 6 months after they took effect, hundreds of Houston Uber drivers still lack the licenses they were supposed to procure. Uber removed the unlicensed drivers only after one was accused of sexually assaulting a passenger. An Uber spokesperson described Houston's regulations as a large administrative challenge for the city and for Uber, and complained that they limited Uber's ability to serve its customers fully. Advocates and victims say that while the Catholic Church has improved on preventing abuse, it is still resisting full accountability. It blocks efforts to overhaul statute of limitation laws that protect many priests from prosecution and the church from lawsuits that could lead to more payouts to victims, they say. Outside the U.S., the church still does not require those who face accusations of abuse to be removed from active ministry, and the Vatican has never explicitly punished a bishop for shielding accused priests instead of quietly accepting a few resignations. The Hungarian authorities declared a state of crisis along the border with Serbia, detaining at least 155 migrants and threatening to prosecute and imprison others who try to enter illegally. Serbia reacted with alarm. Its foreign minister called the turning back of migrants to Serbia unacceptable. In Missouri, the Republican-dominated General Assembly is expected to try to override Governor Nixon's veto of a bill that would allow workers who choose not to join a union to avoid paying fees. Facebook is adding a dislike button to its long-standing like button. A recent Pew Research analysis reported that from 1965 to 2011, fathers reduced the number of hours they devoted to paid work to about 37 from 42 each week on average, and increased the number of hours they devoted to childcare each week to about 7 from 2.5. More fathers are also suing their employers for increased paid leave time when children are born. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.